Kara Rose, a director of the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau, shares with us a new program designed to create a more enjoyable experience for visitors to Pocahontas County.
Well, Tim, I'm excited to share with the listeners of Allegheny Mountain Radio that the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau this week has initiated a brand new hospitality program. The Pocahontas County Hospitality Superstar Program is a secret shopper program. Each month, we'll have a secret shopper traveling around Pocahontas County. Their objective is to find a clerk, an employee, someone who is working in a business that interacts with a visitor to Pocahontas County. And if that person exceeds their expectations, they're going to be announced as the monthly hospitality superstar for Pocahontas County and receive a $25 gift certificate. We did have two winners this week when we initiated the program. Jessica Fitzgerald at the Route 39 stop in Huntersville became our first hospitality superstar, along with Betty McMillian, who works at Dairy Queen in Marlinton. Both these women exceeded the expectations of the secret shopper and were awarded a $25 gift certificate. So we're very excited about this program. I do think that it will be an incentive for our residents who work in the industry. Whether you think you interact with visitors or not, my guess is that almost everybody who works in a convenience store, business, courthouse, whatever it might be, it doesn't have to be a restaurant, it doesn't have to be a lodging establishment. Visitors go into a lot of places. And visitors typically ask for assistance. They're asking for help. They need directions. They might need to know where a nearby restaurant is. They might need to know where a visitor center is located. They might need a state map. So we feel like this is an incentive to people to think twice about how they assist the guest and become a little more aware that it is very important. It's very valuable to our destination in Pocahontas County. We're competing against a lot of destinations now.
Kara tells us just how important it is to all of us to have tourists visiting Pocahontas County.
The visitors spend over $100 million annually in Pocahontas County, and that is a huge amount of dollars being funneled into our economy. So I would suggest that if that were to be taken out of our economy, we would all feel it. 25% of all jobs in Pocahontas County are directly related to hospitality, and the remaining indirect jobs, almost all of them, can still be tied to tourism at some level.
Kara explains why displaying good hospitality plays such an important role in the success of Pocahontas County's tourism economy.
What our visitor surveys tell us is that people come to Pocahontas County because it's beautiful. They return to Pocahontas County because of the people, and we want to reinforce that. We think we have an edge against our competition because we do have really friendly people here. I want to maintain that and really grow that element to our destination because I think it's really key. The hospitality industry, the tourism industry is really about people and the human touch. You can't outsource hospitality and tourism. So it really comes down to how we as people of our county help our guests and greet our guests. Again, I am just delighted that we have two new hospitality superstars, and congratulations to Jessica and Betty. I think our ultimate goal is to reinforce the value of hospitality and encourage our business partners to have their employees participate in West Virginia Welcome, which is the introductory hospitality training program that the Convention and Visitors Bureau offers free to anyone who wants to participate. And thank you for being great ambassadors for Pocahontas County.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.